Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joaquin Andujar. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Lacy moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Lacy scores. Ripken moves to third. Murray moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lacy strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar fires to first and picks off Murray. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier bunts towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Phillips scores. Tettleton moves to third. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to Bell covering. Safe. McGuire moves to third. Say moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. McGuire scores. Say moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mike Young now playing left field. Larry Sheets now playing first base. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2. Athletics, 2. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheets scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Leeper now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Say strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lacy throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McGuire moves to third. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canseco moves to third. One out. Luis Polonia pinch hits for Ronce. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Polonia reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Polonia moves to third. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lacey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Gerhart now playing left field. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Ken Dixon now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Dixon juggles the ball. That's an error on Dixon. Javier moves to third. Griffin moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford is walked intentionally. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Polonia is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.